It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alastair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us in their own words what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote comes from Salvatore Profaci, an influential captain in the most famous Colombo crime family based in New York City. Profaci's actions were ruthless, but they were necessary to keep the family's disputes away from the authorities. Nowhere was this sentiment more apparent than in his famous quote, "Goodfellas don't sue goodfellas. Goodfellas kill goodfellas."
Profaci's father, Joe, was the original head of the crime family before his death in 1962. In the years following, the family was taken over by Joseph Colombo. The younger Profaci never expressed regret over not taking over for his father. He knew it was best if he worked outside of the limelight. Things were easier to accomplish in the shadows.
While Profaci never led the family, his role was important in keeping the peace. Profaci was known to be a great mediator for intra-family disputes and was called in to squash any problems.
For example, in 1992, a mob lawyer in Philadelphia named Salvatore Avena threatened to sue a mobster named Carmine Franco. Avena accused Franco of skimming money off the top of their waste management racket without telling him.
As if the accusation itself wasn't enough to stir up trouble, Avena wanted to take the matter to court. Never the best idea for a criminal organization.
The 56-year-old Profaci flew in to settle the dispute at the behest of the Colombo family. Profaci's son was also married to Avena's daughter. So, in addition to helping the crime family, he was protecting his own family.
Profaci begged Avena not to file a civil suit. Exposing the entire business in front of a judge would lead to more charges against everyone.
But Avena was steadfast. That's when Profaci uttered his famous quote, "To survive in the mob, you had to avoid the courts. This wasn't how things were run."
Instead, violence was the law of the land. Profaci didn't want Avena killed. He was family. But if he didn't relent, that would be the only way forward.
It took some more working over, but Avena eventually backed down. He and Franco settled their deal out of court weeks later.
The problem was, federal officials had bugged Avena's office. Every word of his conversation with Profaci was heard, and some of Profaci's comments were used to pin his men on a slew of charges.
It was the biggest and most ironic slip-up of his career. But he himself ultimately didn't face prosecution. He was able to retreat back into the shadows, just the way he liked it.
After a few more years of peacekeeping, by the early 2000s, Profaci retired from mob life. He died in 2017 at age 81. His understanding of the unwritten rules of the mafia saved him the violent end that met so many of his fellow goodfellas.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.